Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gesina. On the line with us, as he is each Tuesday, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, David.
Let's head out to the Albany International Airport. Some advisories to travelers going out.
Well, it's getting pretty busy out there. It's that time of year, but this is good information if you're planning to fly out of the airport in the next week or two. They're advising travelers that the early morning flights are really busy and they're full, and they recommend you get there 90 minutes earlier this week. You know, if you drive into the airport, you can see the overpass on these mornings where people are backed up all the way over to the parking garage. And if you want to make sure that you get on your flight and get out of town, you better get there early. A spokesman for the airport says that it's just a little earlier than normal that it's getting this busy. It could be a sign of an improving economy and some success at the airport and luring more flights going in and out of the airport. But regardless of the reason, you better get there early if you want to make your flight.
Well, this has nothing to do with the airport or planes, but the Albany skyline will be changing by the end of the week.
Yeah, our state editor, Casey Seiler, takes a look at that project that's been going on at the state capitol in downtown Albany for 12 years. This is a $79 million project, and yesterday they started to take down that 274-foot crane. It's been on the north side of the capitol since January of 2009, and they're starting to take it down. It's going to mean some restrictions and some driving along Washington Avenue around Swan and Eagle Streets. Parking will be restricted there also. And then they're going to start demolishing the foundation of that crane, which is a big slab that's been outside the Capitol for a few years. But this is a major, major project that's coming to an end. The commissioner of the Office of General Services says that the state sped up the initial schedule in an agreement with the governor and saved a couple of million dollars. But still, it's going to be a spectacular Capitol in and out, new roof and lots of repairs and lots of new light coming in through that new roof into the assembly staircase, and the public will be able to come in and see it all officially in October.
Well, something else coming to an end, not good news, and that's 360 state employees have received layoff notices.
Yeah, that would be the employees of the Downstate Medical Center, who are represented by the United University Professions, which is one of the state's last major public employee unions without a labor agreement. And now it looks like the year-long talks with the UUP, as it's known, which represents 33,000 state employees, mostly people who work for the vast state university system. But 360 were given notices that their jobs may disappear in the next several weeks, and they're working with the Cuomo administration to come to some kind of an agreement. There's a lot going on at the labor front, even though the big unions settled in the last year.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go and pick up a copy of the paper or head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks so much. I know you're off next week. Have a great time, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, David.